In this week's Parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, we have the Lav of Trefa. The nature of the Isa Trefa is that the Mishnah tells us the Yutches Trefas, 18 different kinds of Trefa. The most common, by the way, is Nekuvas Haveya, a puncture in the lung, and that's why though we don't check for all the other trefas, the Ramban says we do check for the trefas in the lung, Sirchus and so on, and that's because it's much more common. And as opposed to the others, which are uncommon to me, Sheinamatzah, you're not obligated to check. But in terms of the nature of the Isa Trefa, Reb Chaim said that the nature of Trefa is, it's not just a separate Isa like Chazer or other Macholos Asuras. Trefa is because since the animal is Omid Lomos, will die over a short period of time, let's say within a year, so the Shechita on a Trefa is incomplete. It is a Maisa Shechita. It's not like Nevela. Nevela means there was no Maisa Shechita at all. That's why Nevela is essentially a Mesa. It's Metametumis Nevela, which is not the case by Trefa. But Trefa, Reb Chaim said, is a Chsorin as relates to the Heta Shechita. And with this explained, the Rambam says that Chatzisai is Trefa and Chatzisai is Nevela Amitstavim. Because there's one Oisa, namely Einu Zavur, not completely Shechted. The Vela means that it's not even a Maisa Shechita, and therefore it's Metame Tumas Nevela. Trefa, there is a Maisa Shechita, but the deficiency is as relates to the Heta Shechita. And that's why Chatzisai is Trefa and Chatzisai is Nevela, since there's one Oisa, according to the Rambam, if you ate it, you'd get Malkus. And in terms of this Yesoid, Reb Chaim also referenced the Rambam in Perek Beis from Avos HaTumas, where the Rambam says that if a goy shechts, that the shechita, of course, is nevela, but the Rambam says a chiddush that it's not metame tumas nevela. So it's an isa nevela, that's the first chiddush the Rambam has, there's such a possibility, isa nevela without tumas nevela. And the Rambam says that when a goy shechts, the tumas nevela is possibly only midrabanon, and therefore, if a person touched it or went into the Beis HaMikdash, he wouldn't really be tamei, and you can't say that he'd be chayiv, only with the Raya Bruva. So, just parenthetically, the Raya there disagrees, and he uses a very emphatic language. He says, "Se echad misvarosav, v'olam lo svarav chusmiyav." This is one of the Ram Svaras, and it's the worst one he ever gave. And he says, the Ravid continues to say, it's because you're giving credence to a goy, and it's really is kichamor, and if you try to explain it that way, you're only harvesting the wind. The Ravid says, just parenthetically, I think the Ravid is sort of accusing the Rambam that he's giving this special status to a goy. That the shechita is called a shechita, at least that it's not matamet tumas nevela, and said this is essentially what the Rambam is saying, is that this is the Rambam who admired Aristotle and so on. And it's sort of a subset of that, but it's interesting. The Rambam uses the same exact language in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, where the Rambam says that it's usur to eat before Kiddush during the day as well, and the Ravid disagrees, and again he says, Echem Yisvaros, in the same language, and disagrees emphatically. He says, so we have to presume, this is the worst for he gave, but what about the one that he said about V'goy Shech, that's not Matamah Tumas Nevela, but Yiraisa. So we have to presume that they were both, in the Ravid's eyes, equally poor Svaros. But coming back to this Rambam, Reb Chaim said, you see from the Rambam, this Yesod, that the Isa Trefa is, it's not Osu per se, it's because if it's a Trefa, then the Shechita won't be Mata. So tichson in the heta shechita. And you see it from this, that the Rambam says that if the goy shechs, it's a trefa, it's a nevela, but it's not metumah tumas nevela. And then the Rambam says, and where do you ever find such a thing, altitam, where do you find such a notion, nevela that's not metama? He says, you have that by trefa. A trefa is not metama. So you see that the Rambam has associated nevela and trefa, similar to what he said, that the mitzdarif, and that's because the common denominator between them, the same oyser, is that tzichson in the shechita. Nevela is the no ma'aseh shechita at all, it's a mesa. And trefa, there is a ma'aseh shechita, so that's it's not metama to mis nevela, but as relates to the heter shechita, there's no heter shechita. And the Rav told us that this svara, which he said, about the Reb Chaim said about trefa nevela, that was Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah drasha. And then the Rav said, and I know that no one helped him write it. And you know how I know? Because there's no one who could have helped him. This was typically Reb Chaim. And the Rav said, this was Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah drasha.